I thought it would be, you know, with your permission, you know, since there's no official parsha this week, you know, this is where the Bnei Eretz Yisrael start getting ahead because they don't have the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, you know, so we have to, you know, catch up to them. But we don't try to do that right away. You know, we let them get ahead, but then we always catch them by the end. You know, so in any event, I wanted to do something. The Minchas Chinuch had a lot to say about the topic of Berachos HaTorah. So this is the Gemara in Berachos. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hishkim L'shanos Ad Shelo Kara Kriyat Shema Tzarech Chavarech. Bishe Kara Kriyat Shema Eino Tzarech Chavarech. Shekvar Niftar Ba'ava Rabba. So the Gemara, as it often does, begins with an anomaly. Somebody once commented to me, who is something of a professor, who is a rabbi, but more on the academic side of the rabbinate. So he said, this is a feature of, I never heard this term in yeshiva, but it was actually very helpful to me, of the Talmud called tertiary law, which means that sometimes a sugya will be introduced via an anomalous halacha, right? So instead of saying there is a din of Birchas HaTorah, like it was the Rambam and these are the Birchas HaTorah, the Gemara starts out with an interesting din that, unlike all other brachos, where I can't say, well, you know, I was really supposed to say Leishev Basukka, but since I already said Berchos HaShachar, you know, that's getting... So somehow Ava Rabba counts. Okay, so that already gets us into discussion of Berchos HaTorah. So the Gemara says, yeah, if you're already talking about Berchos HaTorah, we had this unusual din, so let's actually talk about Berchos HaTorah properly. So I'm Rav Huna L'mikra Tzarech L'varech. If you want to study Tanakh, you have to make a Berchos HaTorah. L'medrash Enu Tzarech L'varech. Rav Lazar Amal L'mikra L'medrash Tzarech L'varech. The Mishnah no tzarech levarach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af. The Mishnah nami tzarech levarach. Aval Talmud in the tzarech levarach. The Rav Amar, of course, is the way that we paskin. Af the Talmud tzarech levarach. Adam Rabbi Chia Barashi Zin and Sagin have a kaimin the kami the Rav. This new Yepirkin Besifra the Vei Rav. So I went to learn by Rav and we're learning Medrash Halacha. Vamaktim Bekamashi Yadei Ubarach Umasi Lan Pirkin. So we weren't learning Tarnish Shabbachsav. We're learning Tarnish Shabbalpeh. Fine. So you have to make a Berachas Torah and all that. No, there's no sentient being. You know, you need to be lamed to learn this Gemara and realize that there's something unusual about Berachos HaTorah. But like any other Berachos HaMitzvah, why in the world would we differentiate between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh? It doesn't make any sense. What do you think, that it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa to learn Torah Shebaal Peh? Like, how could that possibly be? So clearly, there's something very unusual going on with Berachos HaTorah. So really, the Gemara started off with two anomalies. Number one, Shekvar Niftar Ba'ava Rabba. What in the world is that about? And number two, why this whole four-way machlokes hamoraim about which kind of text is going to count? Limud HaTorah is Limud HaTorah. So Mela, you can already tell reading the Gemara that this is not a standard Berachas HaMitzvah, and that's exactly what will be... Morning, Professor. That's exactly what will be established as we go along. But again, I just wanted to highlight, if you're paying, you know, careful attention to the Gemara, it's obvious that Berachas HaTorah are not a standard bracha because of Ava Rabba, and that we never find this idea of substituting one bracha for the other. And number two, the idea that, you know, somehow it's distinct from the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, why would you be mechalek between Mikra and Mishnah, Medrash, you know, Talmud, etc., even if we're going to Paskin, that it's all inclusive. So you already have a very strong suspicion that there's something unusual about Berachos HaTorah. Okay, so my Mevarech. So again, like I said, this is the tertiary approach of the Gemara. Now the Gemara finally gets to, what exactly are the Berachos HaTorah? All right. So here we have what appears to be a machlokas. First, you have a din of Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel. Asher ki deshenu mitzvosu v'tzivanu lasuk v'divrei Torah. Good. So lasuk v'divrei Torah is an interesting formulation, and I want to talk about that a little bit later on today. But asher ki deshenu mitzvosu v'tzivanu is a dead giveaway that you're talking about a Berachos HaMitzvah. And you have a lot of homework to do because you have to figure out what's this Ava Rabba business and, you know, what's this idea about being mechalik between Mikra and Mishnah or Mishnah and Medrash or Medrash and Talmud. Very hard to understand. But at least we could conceptualize that this is a Berachos HaMitzvah, Asher Ki Deshenu Mitzvah V'Tzivanu. And there's one element of the Gemara that comes... into play here, where the Gemara says, "Ad shelo kara kriyat shema tzarech levarich," that lechaora, like all berachas hamitzvah, you want the order to be called mitzvahs mevarchim over la'asiyasa, and that's not a din that we find anywhere in a Mishnah or anything like that. The Gemara Pesachim just asserts it, and the Gemara Pesachim Dav Zayin to Maimer of Shmuel, the Gemara says, "Call mitzvahs mevarchim over la'asiyasa." Why should that be true? It's not so obvious. Why should that be true? There's a famous comment that the Rav made, very controversial comment, that it had something to do with it being a matir, kishem, birchas hananin. I don't want to get into that right now, but Shmuel wants to learn that birchas haTorah is a din of a birchas hamitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan, Misayim Bahachi sounds like he's not disputing the idea that there's a birchas hamitzvah, but that the birchas hamitzvah needs some kind of a corollary, okay? Now, I want to point out to you that too isn't muskan makol. It's a machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam understood that there were two birchas haTorah. The Rambam refers to them as shalosh brachos elu. So the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam had a dispute whether Misayim Bahachi meant as a hemsheikh of the first bracha or as a distinctive bracha in its own right. And there are many implications of that, okay? But and if we have time, I would like to comment about that. I'm not sure we will, but let's see what the hemsheikh is or the Misayim Bahachi is. Hari of Nasham Okenu is Divrei Saras, Chabafinu Vivi, Ozam Chab Yisrael, Vinenachne Vetzetzoenu. According to some Girsos, Tzetzoenu, that connects to the Rambam that we talked about last week, Yishem Shechayv Adam Lamed Esbeno, Kach Chayv Lamed Esben Beno, which would make sense then to include the grandchildren, Vetzetze Am Chab Yisrael, Kulanu Yodei Shemecha, Veoskei Sarasecha, Lomdei Sarasecha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamed Tar Lamo Yisrael. So you either have one bracha, which is a bracha Aruka Lechora, with a petitionary aspect that was preceded by a more typical Birchas HaMitzvah, Rav Hamnuna Amar, Asher B'chorbanu Mikol HaMim V'nasan Lanu Esteraso, Baruch Atah Hashem Nosin HaTorah, which is some kind of a variety of a Birchas Shevach V'Hoda, right, that we're expressing a Karas HaTov for Bechiras Yisrael, right, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenitam L'mkli Chemda, good. So that is either the second or the third bracha, depending on who you're counting like. So Amr Rav Hamnuna, Zohi Me'ula Shevi Brachos. This is really the apotheosis. So Hilkach Lemirnu L'chulu. And some Girsaos, some people here will smile when they hear this. According to some Girsaos, it's Amr Rav Papa Hilkach Lemirnu L'chulu, because Rav Papa throughout Shas is always saying that when it comes to different brachos or different tfilos, Rav Papa was always the one who says, oh, say all of them, it's not going to hurt. Good. So Birchas HaTorah is anomalous here in three respects in the end. Number one is Ava Rava. Okay, that we'll see Tosas here in just a second. How can it sort of supplant that? And number two, that we had this very unusual discussion to the extent that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, why in the world would you be mechalik between whether or not you're studying with Rabbi Angel, say for Shmuel, or say for Malachim, whatever they're up to right now, where you're going to, whatever, Minchas Chinuch Shir, or you're going to Halacha Machsho, well, what difference does it make? It's all part of Limud HaTorah. So that itself is Omer Darsheni. And then this idea that it's some kind of a conglomerate of a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Bakasha, a petitionary aspect, Viharivna. And then we have that sub-question, is the petitionary aspect integrated into Birchas HaMitzvah, is not integrated into Birchas HaMitzvah, then you have Birchas Shevach V'Hoda, and then you throw them all together. So Birchas HaTorah, obviously, distinctive and unique. All right, so Tosos.
It's an unusual formulation for a mitzvah, isn't it? Fantastic. Because there's no mention in Bahavana.
Yeah, Asher Bachar Begon Lam, that's a lot of Torah. So Baruch Atah Hashem Noseinat Torah, right? It's just, this is the Shevach V'Hoda that we receive the Torah.
It doesn't sound like a
It's certainly not, right? It's only I would say it's chulei amalo pli. You'd have to say that's a berachah shevach voda. It's not a berachah sanen, and it's not a berachah hamitzvah. It's not a bakasha. It's shevach voda. Yeah, right. So that's a big discussion. Very good, Fred. I'm glad that you realized that the zoyim mula shevach brachos, that was the one that qualified for purposes of kriyas haTorah b'tzibur, and that's a whole discussion too. Okay, so there's a lot to talk about. So let's zero in for now on the question of Ava Rabba, which the Balei HaTosos picked up on. It's an issue here in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi as well. But that's a good place to start. So Hilkach Nemin Luchuli Yerushalmi Yishadar Minish Kor Niftar Ava Rabba V'Shashina La'atar Perish La'alter Shlom Miad Ba'Osu Hamakom. So the Balei HaTosos start by pulling back a little bit. They say we don't really acknowledge this idea that we could have some kind of a substitute for brachos. Right? That's not a typical concept. So maybe Ava Rabba isn't really an approximation of Birchas HaTorah. What Ava Rabba is that somehow if you learn right away after Ava Rabba, okay, that counts. Now whether or not that really means you recited Birchas HaTorah, assuming that you have to recite Birchas HaTorah, which is part of the discussion that we'll have if you make that assumption, which is an interesting point, especially for the Rambam, So the Bali Atosos, for whatever reason, start out by saying, we don't think that Ava, Rabba, and Berachas HaTorah are exactly the same, all right? So based on the Yerushalmi, it only works if you go and learn right away after davening. Yeah. Good, right. And so certainly it's a separate limud by it's a separate mitzvah by itself of, you know, Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim number one and number two, right? You know, it is counted and enumerated as one mitzvah by the Rambam, it's two by the Ramban. But again, it's, you know, Parshios taken from the Torah. So, you know, that might be at issue here. So the Yerushalmi seems to say, you know, just reciting the Kriya Shema is not enough. You'd actually have to do some learning proper, Fred, like you're suggesting. You know, just reading the Parshios of Kriya Shema isn't really an act of Limud HaTorah. Okay, so good. V'nishal Rav Rabbeinu Yitzchakon Anu She'enanu Lomden Miyad L'achar Tfilas HaShachar. They had a strange minhag in their community of having jobs, I guess. So She'enanu Trudin V'holchim Kachu Limud HaDemtza Yom O'Yoser, right? You know, some people have to work even past midday. Also very strange culture. I don't know where they were living. Okay. Very weird, you know. Right, what can you... Right. Yeah, that's my big line. You know, I'm not such a, you know, Hasidish Rebbe, but I like to tell my Talmidim when they graduate that you know, having a job is skula for parnasa. So, all right, you know. So whatever, the Bali Atosos had such an idea. You know, they were dealing with such a community. So they say. You know, again, people today probably learn this Tosa, so it's a very hard time figuring.
They were retirees; they were all learning.
Right? Maybe Jackie. Yeah. Imagine people in certain communities learning this Tosas and wondering what in the world was going on. Okay, but Shadu Truth in the Holchen Kach Lodim at Em Sayom or Yoser Amayenanu Mevarchen Birchas Atorah Pamachar is Kshenu Maschil Nomlo. So obviously, you know, the Bali Atosas, if you're a careful reader of the Gemara, they're throwing anomalies on the anomalies. Just thinking, you know, this whole Birchas Atorah doesn't seem to fit in. So Vehei Shabrid Vokaimlan Kosa Yerushalmi. Wants to be deicha the Yerushalmi that we said. Ho, Gemara Shalanu lo Amara. We don't find anything, you know, in our Gemara that qualifies Ava Rabba in this way. Ve'in tzarech la'alter le'mod. Yeah. Ve'od afilu fi'a Yerushalmi dafka Ava Rabba. Lo havi ikir bracha le'birchas ha'Torah. Dika Ava Rabba le'kriyat shema netkan Fred. Your point of Yishvel, he ain't an iftar bi'birchas ha'Torah. Elam yilma miyad ve'gam lo yasa hesei chadas. Aval birchas asher bachar banu. Birchas la'asag v'divri Torah shenika le'birchas ha'Torah poteres kol hayom. So now Tosus gets to the heart of the issue. Why they're asking from Sukkah, I think, is very important, because Sukkah is actually a mitzvah also that Pasukos Teshu Shivas Yamim, a person should be involved in all day long. It's an aspirational mitzvah in that kind of way. And nonetheless, if you go out for an hour, you know, maybe dafka because you're learning, right? So the Gemara says that when it comes to Iyun, you do that outside of the sukkah, or at least you're allowed to, and some maybe you should, because you want to be able to focus a little bit better. If you're just learning Bikiyos, you know, you could do that in the sukkah. So then you come back in an hour later, whatever it is, and she should make another Birchas HaMitzvah. Mele should make another Birchas, like every other mitzvah, but they're asking from sukkah bedafka. It's not random, because they want to get an aspirational mitzvah that, you know, could possibly be all day, right? You wouldn't ask from other mitzvahs, okay? So the Yisrael is a shiny Torah. Shena miayish daito the cholshad the mechuyim lamod the chziv veagisa bo yom v'layla veavikim bo yoshev kol yom below hafsek avalo achila besoka yeshua kavua. So again, this is part of machokas between the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos. So she tells them the Rambam is of the view and the Vilna Gaon Pasuk and the Liba the Rambam that the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah had nothing to do with eating, any more than it had to do with a person simply living in a sukkah. So our community tends to be machmir for the position of the Bali Atosos that the brachos were nitkan through the achilos b'sukkah. So, you know, those who try to, you know, be yotze l'chol adeo, so like I try to bring a pretzel with me into the sukkah, you know, every time I go so that I can, you know, be choshesh for the shita of the Bali Atosos. But it's a strange shita if you think about it. And Tosos goes on to, you know, talk about, you know, we'll get there. You know, it's a little strange that it should be connected to achila, because achila isn't the ikar pu'ula in the sukkah altogether. Like achila sarai is mutter outside of the sukkah, and shena sarai is asur outside of the sukkah meikar hadin. So in any event, it's a strange point that it would be localized to the achila. But if you make that assumption, right? He's saying that Torah is different. Now, the way that this Tosfos very often is presented, I think erroneously, is that a person is like thinking about Torah all day long. And because you're thinking about Torah all day long, the devil was really a hafsek enough to justify another bracha. So if that were true, I could get some teenagers together and they would say, I promise, right? Don't worry, right? It's not a suffix, or people who were sleeping and whatever, So I don't think that's even a careful reading of what Tosfos says. If you read Tosfos carefully, what they say in terms of Birchas HaTorah, it doesn't say that, people are doing cardiothoracic surgery and the surgeon is making pulos with his hands, being very careful, but he's really thinking about Tosfos, right? Sounds dangerous. So what's Tosfos saying? They're saying something more profound than that, actually. That actually it's a conceptual point. Not that he's actively thinking about it or subconsciously thinking about it. It's the nature of the chiyuv. Okay, the chol sha'a adam mechuyav lilmod. That since the chiyuv, the din, is that a person is mechuyav to learn all the time, so there is no hafsek. Even if a person appropriately is masiach daito because they're doing other important things and they have to pay attention to those things, the way that the chiyuv Talmud Torah exists, al pi din, al pi halacha, is that there is no hafsek. Whether or not I'm tapped into that moment doesn't matter because kol sha'a adam mechuyav lomod. So this amazing idea that the Balei HaTosfos are saying is that the chiyuv of Limud HaTorah is different than the chiyuv that in here is in any other mitzvah sasei, even the mitzvah sasei of sukkah. By sukkah's toshu shivas yamim, in theory, you'd want people to be in the sukkah for 168 straight hours, but there's an understanding in halacha that chiyuv exists with other things going on that will totally naturally and without any stigma attached, draw a person outside of the sukkah. Torah, the way that it exists, is that a person is mechuyav, the ambitious nature of the chiyuv, creates this tziro for this chibur, shalomi das, with the person involved in limud Torah. So now the only question that remains to be answered, actually, is why you should make one birchas HaTorah, at your bar mitzvah. Okay, but I'm arguing it doesn't have nothing to do with sleep, right? Because a person's going to sleep, but it's the nature of the chiyuv. Okay, so this is what I call the quantized theory, of the chiyuv of limud HaTorah. That actually, what happened is that it is a continuous chiyuv, but it got quantized into periods of the daytime. That's the pasuk of Yisabo Yomam Valayla. That we look at each day as its own unit, and that's how you have one Birchas HaTorah per day. And I think this is a critically important understanding, as we'll get to.
So each day is a different.
Correct. That's exactly right. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Aleph, that's the way the Rambam takes the pasuk Yisabo Yomam Valayla. He says that the chiyuv of limud HaTorah, the person has to be koveya as man lomod by yom uvalayla. Okay, so that we relate to it as a 24-hour unit. And that will emerge very naturally from the Hemsheikh of Tosfos, which is the issue that the Tosfos, Balei Tosfos, and the Rosh debated. This is the point I want to get to. Satosis is docha that idea, but I understand what Rabbeinu Tam was saying very well. Rabbeinu Tam was tapping into this idea that it's a 24-hour quantized unit. So Rabbeinu Tam says you get up out of bed at 3 in the morning and you start learning. So because it's not really a din and, Hesei Chadas, whatever, he slept from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m., see this 4-hour break. So he wants to say that, yeah, you're not mechuyev again until the next day halachically starts. Right, Tosfos is docha that, but I very well understand what Rabbeinu Tam was saying. Okay, that's our fatim nagu lomar psukim ebirchas kohanim v'gam elu dvarim shelam shir shi mishnah v'el dvarim shel demochel perusein shi b'raisim nei Yerushalmi d'boi shel yilmud al atara v'al eno tzarech k'mo v'shikasabti k'var. Another point Tosfos says is Tosfos is docha the Yerushalmi. So he's not too worried he's not too worried about that. Oh, okay. So this did not.
Why is Tosus Docher Rabbi Tanzu? I mean, is the idea that if you're going to sleep at night and you get up, then even in the middle of the night,
correct. He said he should. He didn't want to be so dogmatic about it. He wanted like a flexible quantized unit. Okay, so may I take a station break for a second? So unless I got this an error copy, did the So we went from two to eight. Okay, so the people online.
I was wondering.
We have it correctly.
You have it correctly.
Three is next. Rashi.
Okay, so I apologize to you guys. I'm just going to run outside and ask Rebbe and Danya if she can help us here. With the copy, we'll take a quick pause because there's some important things in the middle. What's that? You want to say another Birchas HaTorah? Yeah. I'll contemplate that. Right. Okay. Yeah, I didn't even arrange this myself. Obviously, saying to Rabbi Natan, look. That establishes a basic framework. We don't have to be so rigid about it. So a person likes to get up at 4 in the morning, you know, and learn for a few hours before Nates or Alos or however you want to mention it. So let's consider that the new day. It's not like they were so, you know, locked into this idea. Like there's some areas in Halacha that we're very careful. We pay attention exactly to when day starts and night times. The other areas, like, you know, B'shach B'chav Kumecha, it's a Zaman Shechiva, it's a Zaman Kima. So I think that was their point. I liked Rabbeinu Tam, you know, because Rabbeinu Tam kind of, you know, took the idea to its formal conclusion. So we have this. So let me just make a comment, which is that what emerges in the Baalei Tosfos is very, very, very important. And this is obviously why they're Docha the Yerushalmi. The Baalei Tosfos say, look, you know, this Yerushalmi that you have to learn right away, in a way, it's an affront to the whole notion of Birchas HaTorah being distinctive. Because Birchas HaTorah is a reflection of a bracha, not in a standard mitzvah, but in a mitzvah that defines our day, quite literally. And now you can begin to appreciate something which is, you know, very, very remarkable. The Gemara started out in its presentation of Birchas HaTorah with all of these anomalies, right? You know, Shekvar Niftar Ba'ava Rabba, and, you know, it doesn't seem like a typical Birchas HaMitzvah, because there are aspects of the mitzvah that we're not entirely sure tap into the bracha. But the most impressive part, for sure, is this idea that it's a mitzvah that is attached to a petition. Think about that, v'harivna, either as a separate bracha or as a bracha b'fnei atzma, and then a Birchas Shavach v'hodah. So clearly what's emerging here in the picture is that Birchas HaTorah is really not in any kind of a way a standard Birchas HaMitzvah. What it is there is a mitzvah here, but it's a mitzvah that is associated in a very, very, very significant way with other themes that we'll come back to. Let me just quote again. Don't worry, online either. Nobody has these sources in front of them either. But just to say there's one other mitzvah in Halacha which is associated with, according to some Rishonim, Birchas Shavach V'Hodah, and that's the mitzvah of Mila. So you have Tosfos and Psachim and Daf Zayin quotes a machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashba about what's the nature of the bracha lachnisa b'riso shel Avraham Avinu. So one of the deos that you have there, they're both very impressive, is that lachnisa is actually a Birchas HaMitzvah, and I have some thoughts about how that factors into the mitzvah of Mila. That there are two dimensions of Mila. There's one of the Etzem Din Mila, and that's the bracha that we make of Lamul Saben or Al Hamila, which is the nusach we use today. And then there's a second dimension in Bris Mila, which is the beginning of this child trajectory that the father has to be machnasim, you know, into chinuch and into that. So Lachnisa Brisa Shal Avraham Avinu relates to that aspect of the mitzvah. That's particularly true l'shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says nobody else is allowed to make that bracha besides the father. The Ravid disputes that point. He says, I doesn't see what the problem would be if the Sandik makes the bracha. So that's one whole train of thought in Lachniso. The other train of thought in Lachniso is that no, it's actually a bracha Shavach V'Hodah. What's a Shavach V'Hodah? The Shavach V'Hodah that we have the mitzvah of Mila. So that's an interesting idea. The Mila isn't just a mitzvah greda. We know it's associated with Kares. It has to do with Jewish identity. So there's a Shavach V'Hodah. What's that?
About extra kedusha.
Yeah, right, for sure. So, What's that? Yes, 3 through 7. Thank you. Okay, incredible. Heroic acts. You know, what do they say? You know, Tov chasdecha charon min harishon. You know, this is now even better. Okay, so thank you, Rabbi Tzendanya. So the point is that there's some mitzvos that are so elemental that, you know, maybe there's a shavach v'hodah attached to it. But of course, Rav Papa, you know, if he's the author of that statement, and certainly Rav Hamnuna, Zohi Me'ula Shebebracho, said, here, the Bircha Shevach Hoda, Rav Tzendanya, if you don't mind, I'll take one also. I know most of them, but... Okay, thank you. That's very generous. Okay. So in some ways, this I think is even, you know, more remarkable. The Zohi Me'ula Shebebracho is like, this bracha is really it's the greatest of them all. Okay, so Rashi comments why the fishesh behoda lamakom bekila satara liYisrael. So because there's an element of hoda here, like that is the defining, you know, bracha. So I would have said, you know, it's all very nice. You want to attach a bircha shavach hoda like lechti zavisha shal Avraham Avinu to mitzvahs mila. It's all very nice to have a bircha shavach, but it's secondary. Of course, the main thing is the birchas hamitzvah. What is zohi meula shebebrachos? So the truth is this seems like an offhanded comment, but it's actually, you know, nikba b'masmerim l'halacha. So it's a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph, which is, according to most Rishonim, Nidcha, Am Rabbi Yehuda, minayin l'birchas ha-bazon l'acharam, min ha-tarah sh'nemar, b'achaltam sabatim, b'rachnam, min ha-birchas ha-tarah l'fanam, min ha-tarah sh'nemar, ki shem Hashem ekar avu godol okeinu, Am Rabbi Yochel, amayin l'birchas ha-tarah l'acharam, min birchas ha-mazon kal v'chomer, birchas ha-mazon l'fanam, b'birchas ha-tarah mikal v'chomer, birchas ha-tarah l'acharam, birchas ha-mazon mikal v'chomer, ma-mazon shein tanu l'fanav tanu l'acharav, tarah shetun l'fanayin, udin shetun l'acharav. Birchas hamazon lefanam, birchas haTorah mikal vachomer, ma Torah shein tuna laacharah, tuna lefanam, mazon tu tal naachar venudin shein tal lefanav. So ikol nefrach. So Gemara says it's a very strange thing to be trying to draw a kal vachomer in opposite directions. But there's also another problem. Malamazon shekein nana, mazon sort of makes sense to have a bracha afterwards. We have a din derabanan of asal adam lehanos min alam zabalo bracha. So you taki need a bracha rishona. But really, the main thing is that after you appreciate the world, you should say thank you. Fine. Mala Torah shekein chaya olam. The Torah doesn't work the same way. It lends itself much more to a bracha before it. Oh, it's not al masam b'varech acharav v'enam b'varech l'fanav tiyavta. So most Rishonim assume that this Gemara was nidcha mikol v'chol, with the exception of the Ramban. The Ramban accepts the idea that the kal v'chomer is a kal v'chomer pricha, that you can break up the kal v'chomer. But the Ramban says, but the Gemara stands in terms of the basic axiom that minayin b'rchas ha-Torah lefanaha min ha-Torah, that it's a bracha daraisa. But I ask you, Rabosai, to pay careful attention to the Ramban, because it's clear that the Ramban doesn't believe that every aspect of b'rchas ha-Torah is a din daraisa, okay? So if you look at the Ramban here, the Ramban says, Nitzavinu lahodos l'shmo yisbarach b'chleish nikra b'Torah, ala tova gdola sh'asa lana betito terasu eleinu, v'odino masim b'ritzim lefanav, sh'behem nancha chayom abba. Etc. And obviously that part failed. The Gemara says Tiyofta. So in the past, when I've spoken about this Ramban, I said, in all cases, the Ramban is very much focused on institutions of Hoda, right? Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim intrinsically, Zavikach Anachnu Chayavim Lahodos Lahalel, Mikra Bikurim, everybody agrees, Rashi, Rambam, Ramban, She'en Chak Voy Tova, right? Aramio Vedavi, and now I'm grateful for Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban is basically saying, look, if you have to thank God for food, and you have to thank God for Eretz Yisrael, Birkas Amazon, and you have to thank God for some mikra bikurim. So of course you have to thank God for Torah, right? That's the you know, most important thing. So what you see is that the comment in the Gemara of Zohi Me'ula Shebebrachos actually has halachic significance. That is the only part for the Ramban al pi pashtus that rises to the level of a mitzvah deraisa. So the Minchas Chinuch here, a very interesting phenomenon that we find. Doesn't even try to defend the Rambam against this attack. And he knows the Magen Avraham agrees, and he says Shagas Aryeh also. But he says, I want you to look. Ein mashikasti bechibur zeh be'arichos. Okay, so the Minchas Chinuch, just I wanted to show you this to you. He wrote very brief notes on the Ramban's Shechas Halavin Veha'esin. And he usually notes the literature that we have about it, the Megillas Esther and the like. So here the Minchas Chinuch, like I said, is very interesting. He doesn't try even to defend the Rambam, and I have a bit of a theory about that, which I'll just mention in passing, and they'll get to what the Minchas Chinuch himself says. This is really one of the very few times in the literature that we have the Megillas Esther immediately saying, the Megillas Esther always defends the Rambam against the Ramban, except in this case. By Birchas HaTorah, he says, yeah, I think the Ramban was right about that too. Okay, which is very interesting. So I think Minchas Chinuch said he wasn't going to be holier than the Pope. You know, he wasn't going to be the greater defender of the Rambam than the Megillas Esther, so he went with it. But this interesting comment that he has on Mitzvah Taf Lamed. The Mitzvah Taf Lamed is Birchas HaMazon. So the Minchas Chinuch took this as an opportunity to jump in and make some comments about Birchas HaTorah because of the Gemara and Brachos. So here he says, maybe a Rabbi Mechaber Brachos Min HaTorah and Birchas HaTorah Kedas HaRamban. Right? You know, in the Sefer HaChinuch, you always have to know how to read it. And you can pick up, in a lot of places where he's mitzadeh to the Ramban, he'll never say it quite out loud, you know. He brings the day of the Ramban here. Meitzetz min acharakim, you can sort of tell that the Sefer HaChinuch himself is partial to this idea of the Ramban against the Rambam. Shechishe birchas HaTorah mitzvah saseh. V'chein iskim b'har yibi shonim v'gam kim min HaTorah. L'om alafi tzachas alasun eish v'shevach ham nesinas HaTorah. So the question, of course, became the Nusach Bracha, and they have Shnayim U'Shlosha Brachos, as we saw, V'chol Marek De'Islay, to take a look at the Gemara and Brachos, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Simin Mem Zayin, and Beis Yosef. V'das HaRam, and the Rak Midir Rabbanai, V'echronim She'arichu Bazel, we'll get to that in a second. And Mitzah Zoh, and a Mechuyeves, Rak Im Rata Lomod, Mitzah Saseh Levarei Chalav. Okay, so he wants to say, I doubt this very much, that there's no Chiyuv, unless you want to learn, then you'd have a chiyuv to be mevarech. So he's right, obviously deeply rooted in this paradigm of birchas hamazon. Like there's no din of birchas hamazon every single day. Right? There's some people that like to try to avoid benching, right? If they can, right? Which maybe isn't the right attitude, but right. So he says, like you know, the Gemara seems to be locking in birchas hamazon. So it could be that it's only. It could be. He says it is, right? It's only a mitzvah to make the bracha in ratza lomod, right? So you should want to learn, right? And you have a chiyuv to learn every single day. But if you don't, there would be no chiyuv to make the bracha. Doesn't seem to me that way at all, right? When the Gemara was mefarich the kal v'chomer, it says, no, birchas hamazon is a din in the hana that you got. Birchas HaTorah is chaye olam, which the Ramban interpreted to mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah through which we can be Manchil Olam Haba. So why would that depend on whether or not a person actually learned? I think that's a very dubious assumption. On the contrary, even let's say there are many days that a person can learn. I don't know, let's say, I'm just giving a reductio ad absurdum, but I'll prove it through other sources in a moment. But just misvara, I think we all, let's say a person is you know, in Sahal, so whatever he's fighting. So you think he's going to have time to learn Reb Chaim? Of course not, right? He'll get himself killed and he'll get his friends killed, you know, if he's not paying attention. But could he say Berchas HaTorah? Of course he should say Berchas HaTorah, right? Because the whole idea is that he's grateful to be part of a nation that was given the Torah. I'll bring you another raya. There's a famous psak of the Shulchan Aruch, right, in Mem Zayin, the last sif, I forget what number sif it is, but Nashim are mechuyavos in Berchas HaTorah. Nashim are mechuyavos in Limud HaTorah? Pashtus, they're not, right? And according to the Rama, okay, they're mechuyav in the dinim that are shayach to them. But the Beis HaLevi explains, that's not really a chiyav of Limud HaTorah. That's a chiyav of Limud HaTorah in the sense of Lomad Lasos. They just have to know what to do. So, you know, it's not like, you know, again, I'm not getting into the whole storm drang surrounding this issue. I'm just pointing out that it's not like the Ramah's way of saying that Le'inyan Shabbos, their chiyuv of Limud HaTorah is the same as it's for man, Le'inyan Shabbos, even though they're mechuyav of those dinim. It has nothing to do with that, the Beis HaLevi writes. Okay. So in any event, I totally disagree with this assumption that the Minchas Chinuch is making. He goes on from there. He talks a little bit about women himself. So now, if you get to the eighth source here, and then I want to come back to the comment that the Rav had you know, in this area, and you know, make a point about it, you know, his approach as well. But the Ran said something which I think also, you know, is it really is very difficult for the Minchas Chinuch's assumption that the mitzvah min haTorah would only apply assuming a person wanted to learn. Again, the basic difficulty is that the idea which comes from the Ramban never said it had anything to do with learning per se. It's hoda on receiving the Torah. It's an iteration of that Gemara which says Zoi Meula Shebebrachos. But you could bring a Ran as well. So the Ran in Dharma and Daf Pei Aleph is responding to the fact this very strange Gemara. It's not God, though, what the Gemara says, Al Me'avda Ha'aretz, and one of the answers that's given is L'shul Birchu B'Torah Tzchila, right? Very strange Gemara. And everybody wants to know, since when is not making a bracha, you know, significant enough to, you know, say, you know, the person didn't say, was that? Yeah, right, that the Chorban Beis HaMikdash is because he didn't say a Birchas HaTorah. So the Ran says, of course not, it has nothing to do with not saying the bracha per se. But he says the following, which again, I think is a very critical idea, and also sufficient to be docha the Minchas Chinuch. So he says, "The imi sal azva mes tarasi ke pash mashu azva satar v'le yuaskin ba shnech chacham milachamim lama lo pirshu." So the Ran says, "Well, if they had totally abandoned the Torah, why does the Gemara make it seem like nobody could figure out the answer to this question? Al me avda aretz that the chachamim didn't have the answer, and the Neviim didn't answer. Acha pirshu kadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo, as the Gemara says. He says, like the Ran says, if they abandoned the Torah, you know, any bar be rav should have been able to answer the question." Only he could know. What do you care about the bracha in its own right? No. So here you have Adarabba. They were learning Torah. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that they didn't make the Birchas HaTorah, meaning, I don't know whether they did or didn't say Birchas HaTorah, but they said it, they didn't mean it, right? They didn't see it as a matana chashuva. They didn't value it, right? So this Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim and Asan Lanu Es Torahso, right, that you really value, Zohi Me'ula Shebebrachos, which is the only part that rises to the level of Deraisa for the Ramban. That was the problem. So they could learn all the Torah that they wanted, but if they were doing it because, you know, it was an intellectual pursuit or whatever it was, but they didn't realize that it was really the Matana Chashuva in every sense of that term. So that was the terrible sin. So it wasn't the sin in Hilchos Brachos. It was a sin that cut to the very core of their spiritual. And that's Alme Avda Haaretz. So again, the Minchas Chinuch is saying that, you know, if you pass it, it's a mitzvah midaraisa, which he likes, right? He agrees with the Ramban, as do many other achronim. So then you only have to do it when you learn. No.
Rabbi Lamb always quoted this in connection with Torah Umada.
Go ahead.
This Birch Torah Tchila. You have to study all the secular, but primacy is Torah.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
That was his.
Okay.
Similar,
good.
But.
Right. So what I'm saying is, I think the Minchas Chinuch totally had it wrong. So once the Gemara says that mazon is shekein nana, right? When do you have to make a birchas mazon? It's because you benefited. Right. Torah, when the Torah says it's chai, the Gemara says it's chai olam, it's not, oh, because I'm about to learn, I have to do this. It's that every single day, a Jew, the meula shebebrachos, has to thank God that he's part of a nation that received the Torah, dahainu nashim, right? And that even if he can't learn so much today, for legitimate reasons, there are such cases, you know, not every single day is going to, even Rabbi Akiva, right? The Gemara says, you know, the Eis Lamod Mibes HaMedrash, Mal Yom HaKippur, Mal HaPesach, not every single day, but you don't think he said Birchas HaTorah on that day? Of course he said Birchas HaTorah on that day. So I think the Minchas Chinuch, I think it's one of these things where I say it's not just wrong, I think it's completely wrong, because the whole status of Birchas HaTorah emanates from the idea of receiving the Torah. And I thought that it's possible to say that that's part of the reason that the Gemara thinks that you could be Niftar B'Ava Rabba, right? Because what's Ava Rabba about, if you think about it? It's not a standard Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not a Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvah Sevitzivanu. But what is Ava Rabba at its core? It's a declamation of the fact that God's love for the Jewish people was manifested how? By giving us the Torah. Right? And then we have elements of petition as well. You know, that that this is very nice. But the essence of Ava Rabbah, if you open a siddur, you can't debate what it's about. Right? It's that it's a manifestation of, like, the, you know, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos of Chaviv in Yisrael, Shanit Alam Kli Chemda. It's a special shir in Avas Hashem that he gave us the Torah. So, why did the Gemara say, you know, if you said Ava Rabbah, and according to Tosfos, forget about the Yerushalmi. We don't care if you learn right away, because you accomplished the main idea of Birchas HaTorah. So it's true l'kula, it's true l'chumra, as we said. That's why we're going to be machmer by Nashim in terms of Birchas HaTorah. It's why if you said Ava Rabba, ironically, you could skip Birchas HaTorah. You know, we're not advertising, we're not saying that this is the optimal way to do it, but you hit the main idea. Of the Haaretz wasn't because there was a failure in Hilchos Brachos. We wouldn't say, oh, they shachalo birchu basukha tchila, therefore it's a Churban Beis HaMikdash. That would be ridiculous. The point is that if they don't really value Torah, so then there is a very serious flaw. Yeah?
Yeah, just you reminded me, when you said Aman Nev the Haaretz, and I was thinking of this whole movement of this Yudin, this... what is it called? The Wissenschaftes
Judentums. Yeah.
So these people were very interested in learning Torah. They were learning Torah. So he's got a Rambam open on Shabbos, but he's smoking his cigar.
Right.
So it's in other words, the intellectual pursuit that they don't appreciate.
They don't relate to it as the matana.
It's something that it's a great gift, and so that I guess that's.
I don't think you can generalize. I mean, yeah. That's the famous thing about it. That's a reformed rabbi. I think what do reformed it. I don't think it's true. Anyway.
So just, I wanted to make one. Go ahead.
What the Ramban says, right? It's available for those who show Bechalation Nikra B'Torah.
Yeah, so again, I accept the fact that the Ramban said, you know, Bechol Eish Nikra B'Torah, that anytime you're going to learn, because it's, I think there, it's absolutely essential that to do it beforehand, that you demonstrate it's a Matana Tova. But what I'm saying is, what emerges from that is that Shebehen Nachel Chai Olam, and that this is the course of life. It seems to me very reductionist to say, and therefore, if you're not learning Torah, you don't have to make the bracha. I don't think you have that impression at all. And you know, I think the idea is that it's a matana chashuva, and I think again that to me is the Ran, and that to me is the you know, is the Nashim as well. You can never have any chiyuv, you know, of learning Torah, and you should still make a birchas haTorah. So again, I think that it was a very, in a way, you really missed the point in the Gemara between Shekei Nena versus Chaya Olam. Okay, so that's my critique of the Minchas Chinuch. Now the Rav, of course. Very famously, I just wanted to establish his position. The Rav had a very different critique of the Minchas Chinuch, which is a very fascinating idea. He also wanted to say that the Chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah transcends the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. And there's a Chiyuv every single day, but he developed it via a different point. So again, I just wanted to spend the last 5 minutes Bereshuschem presenting the Tamtzit of the Rav's idea, where the Rav felt that Birchas HaTorah could be a separate Chiyuv, an expression of the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem, which is defined in the Sefer Mitzvahs you have here in the 13th source as both in terms of limud as well as Avodas Shebalev at Tfila. So what the Rav is obviously going to do is going to say, if you take all of the different aggregate elements of Birchas HaTorah, what you see is that there's an aspect of you know, Tfila and Vaharevna, etc. And then especially this idea of Husha Shona Al Altar, that you're supposed to learn right away. So maybe that's an expression of Avodas Hashem. And he uses to explain a Kefil Halashon in the Rambam. If you look here in Hilchos Tfila, which the Rav liked, that it was in Hilchos Tfila, because he's arguing it's a Kiyam in Avodas Hashem, it's not in Hilchos Brachos, it's not in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So the Rav liked the idea that it was in Hilchos Tfila. Hamashkim likra b'Torah kodem shikra kriya shema bein kara b'Torah shebichsav bein kara b'Torah shevapan notol yadu tchila b'varech shalosh brachos. That's how I know that the Rambam thinks it's three brachos and not two, because he says so. Okay, v'achar kach kore. In the standard format, you would say of Birchas HaMitzvah, of Mivarchan Alem Over Lasias, and Velo Hena, Shirkin Chanan Savit, Sivano, of Divrei Torah, different Kirsa, Ravna, Shambu Kenner, Divrei Saraska, Bafinu, Vivio, Zamcha, Bekho, Beisrael, binachna v'tzatzein v'tzatzei amcha yodei shemecha v'oskei sarasachal yishmar v'chat Hashem lai tera l'mol Yisrael. And then asher b'chorban v'kolim v'nasan l'anu v'ster so v'chat Hashem dosin atar. So this is fine. So, you know, the person gets up to learn and he hasn't davened yet, so should make the birchat Torah. And then the Rav, you know, took great note of this idea. B'chol yom chayv adam levarich shalosh brachos elu v'achar kach korei ma'at midivrei Torah. So now, what's this kefa halash and come back and this whole new chiyuv, and it's your chayiv to do it every day. So v'nagam likro birchas kohan v'yishmikom v'shikorin tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'korban tamid v'yishmikom v'shikorin shteyan v'korban prakim malachos min amishnim d'raisos. It's very obvious the Rambam isn't so invested in what you're learning. That's not the point. So he says every single day you have an obligation to recite these brachos and then immediately to learn. And he's presenting that as separate and distinct from the halacha of mashkim likro b'torah. The Rav liked the fact that there's a Beis Yosef quotes that Rashi had a hanhaga, an interesting ma'aseh Rav. If you take a look in the 10th source, Shayu Omer Bishmok, Shayu Mashkam Likro, Shayu Mavarech Birchas HaTorah, Ukshayu Abal Beis HaKnesses, Shayu Chozer Mavarech, Umidameu Lekorah B'Torah, so Mavarech Beis HaKnesses, Ava Bishakvar Birech. That Rashi would do it twice. He said, oh, this captures the dual element. One of them is the, you know, the matir dimension that we talked about of Kodem Shikra Kriya Shema. And the second one is, you know, Mitzad Achiyav, right? So, okay, good. So, That was the idea. So again, if you take a look here, just I'll read the Rambam inside. The Rav had a lot of rayas for it, which are not for now, from other places in the Gemara, where you see the combination of Torah and Tefillah. Hish tivanu la'avdo, ukvar nichbal ze'atzivoy pa'amim ba'amareo va'avatam eis Hashem elokeichem, v'amar be'oso sabodu, etc. So v'lashon sifrei, la'avdo zo Tefillah, v'amar gam kein la'avdo zo Talmud. Very good. So the Rav wanted to argue that the Rambam saying b'chol yom chayav adam levarich shalosh brachos elu v'achar kach korei ma'at midivrei Torah was a chiyuv of avodas Hashem b'chol yom, a chiyuv to serve God through tefillah, that these three brachos constituted, especially the petitionary aspect, adin tefillah, and then followed immediately b'tzirof without any interruption of limud haTorah. Okay, very good, and that would explain the shita of the Rambam. So if you take the Rav's approach, right, it also cuts up against the Minchas Chinuch, because the Minchas Chinuch says, oh, the chiyuv for the bracha is only going to apply in a situation where you want to learn. The Rav will say the opposite. It's literally nothing to do with that. It's not the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. It's a separate mitzvah called Avodas Hashem, which itself is mechayiv you to daven and to learn every single day. Now, all I wanted to say is, according to my approach, I think we can explain the Rambam, but along different lines. So what I was trying to say, again, not lafuke with what the Rav said, because I like the Rav's idea too, but what I was trying to explain is that it would be a very strange thing, based on the Gemara, to suggest that, okay, I agree that Berachas HaTorah is a din d'oraisa, zohi me'ula shebebrachos, and the Ran and the Darim, and the chiyuv of Nashim, and to say that it somehow reduces itself to the chiyuv of Limud HaTorah. I don't think that makes sense. I think the idea is that Berachas HaTorah derives independent value because it expresses itself as a hoda'ah la'Hashem, that we're part of the nation that received the Torah. So, which is really the what the Ramban comes to say. The Ramban says, look, you know, you have a chiyuv of achilas karban pesach, you have a chiyuv of sipur yitzias mitzrayim. I'm, you know, developing that idea of lahodos lahalal. You have a chiyuv of havas bikurim, you have a separate chiyuv of mikra bikurim. As Rashi says, like she'en chakvoy tova, that you appreciate what you have in terms of Eretz Yisrael. So you have a chiyuv of learning Torah, but you have a separate chiyuv. That's why I want to say it's on b'chaleish nikra b'torah, isn't to me the ikra of the Ramban. You have a separate chiyuv to give hodah for the fact that God gave us the Torah. So, you don't have a chiyuv of limud haTorah, you're an isha, you should still make a berachas haTorah. You know, you're not going to be able to learn Torah that day for whatever reason. You should, you know, but whatever, you should still make a berachas haTorah. And v'haraya, even when they did learn Torah, but they didn't say the berachas haTorah was really bad, you know, the Ran and Darim. So what I would like to say for the Rambam is, I don't know that you have to appeal to the separate mitzvah of Avodas Hashem, even though I think it does work out very nicely, but I think the Rambam says, no, b'chol yom, a person has a chiyuv to make these brachos, and then he wants to take it to the next level, then he should at least learn a little bit. I don't think he cares at all what you learn, that he's not very, very invested in, but that every single day a Jew has a chiyuv to recite these brachos, right, these brachos that relate to the special chiyuv, which is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a distinctive chiyuv. And then to show that you really mean it by going ahead and learning v'achar kach lo midmat. So the Rav will explain that by saying that these are the two halves of the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem, that there's tefillah followed by limud Torah. I think it's just a separate chiyuv in Birchas HaTorah to demonstrate that you really, you know, value Torah enormously. So that just takes us back to one last point. Again, the point that the Bali HaTosos, Yerafa Medbeis, if there's one thing I want you to remember from this year, it would be this, that the Bali HaTosos did not mean and could not possibly have meant that people are thinking about Torah all day long, okay? Because they would have had no answer for sleep. They wouldn't have had an answer for sleep. Somebody goes to sleep for 3 hours, you can say whatever you want, that he's dreaming about Torah. It's nonsense. It doesn't make any, you know, the Rush says that explicitly. The Rush says, if you sleep for 3 hours, the middle of the day, he thinks you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. What do you mean? But it has nothing to do with Hasech Hadas. It has to do with the unique chiyuv of Limud HaTorah, your mechuyuv all day long. So if you get to it at 9 a.m., very nice. If you get to it at 1 p.m., it covers that entire unit of the day. So every single day, right, what did the Rambam say? B'chol yom v'yom. Every single day, we have a new encounter with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and it defines the entire day. Some people, you know, they're retired. They can come to the BMT. You know, other people, they have to work. You know, Nabach. So these people, they're only going to be able to learn tonight or whatever it is. But okay, so it taps into the Birchas HaTorah they made that morning. Because what was the Birchas HaTorah about? It's not a regular Birchas HaMitzvah altogether. It's not. A regular Birchas HaMitzvah, you do call a mitzvah some varchin aleim over la'asiyasan. What they did that morning is they said, I'm very happy to belong to a people, you know, shenitanam kli chamda. So I'll get to it at 2 o'clock, I'll get to it at 6 o'clock, I'll get to it at 8 o'clock. What difference does it make? Because the point is that they're going to, you know, when they learn, they're going to, you know, tap into that idea. The Chiddush of the Rambam was to say, V'achar kach lo mein ma'at. Whatever it is, he understood the Rambam understood you were going to work, but you should, you know, add a dimension to it, not just by reciting Birchas HaTorah.
The problem with the Rambam is that
Jackie, go ahead.
Nafkamina would be for Shavuos, you know, when there's this whole deal about whether, you know, Shavuos, if you're all night, if you learn,
right,
you have to
that's
say,
what it is, yeah, good.
Or again, next day, Kundashi.
Yeah, the problem for Birchas HaShachar anyway.
It's irrelevant.
Right, correct. But Birchas HaShachar, you would have that issue.
I mean, actually, because staying up all night, you sort of kill the day. So if you emphasize somehow the Limud HaTorah, maybe you say, you should stay. If you say more expression, thanks, so the night might be a special.
Right. In Rina Shel Torah LeBalayla. That's it. Yeah. Okay. So I just wanted to mention one point, what the professor alluded to. I'm sort of like running out of time over here, but I really wanted to get this in, that I thought this also works very nicely with a comment that the Rav made. Again, the Rav in Shirma Zeicha B'Mari said what he said, and I spent 5 minutes on that already, but I just wanted to make a point that I think works along very, very, very well with the Mahalei Chab suggesting in terms of Birchas HaTorah midin hoda zoi meula shebebrachos. The Rav said that the nusach habracha, the way that we have the Ashkenazim have it, of lasuk b'divrei Torah didn't relate to learning Torah. Lasuk b'divrei Torah is to be, you know, what is it, a reingetan, to be totally involved in Torah, that you're really thinking deeply about these things. That when you're doing it, you should really, you know, be thinking, you know, very much about it. That it should be a defining thing. It's not just, again, you know, that you whatever you learn for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and we love Daf Yomi and we love all that, but that to really, you know, think through it, that's the nature of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is distinctive in that way. The other mitzvahs, you do them and then you discharge them. The mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is really not supposed to be that way. And so one of the things that's good to emphasize as we get to Shavuos in just a little bit is that, you know, even though we live in a world that has very much promoted like the attainment side of Talmud Torah, like we did, and I teach Daf Yomi, I think it's great, you know. But again, there's no avera if a person says, you know, I'm not on the next daf yet. I'm still thinking about this daf. That's okay too, because that's what Talmud Torah is really supposed to be. That you think about it and you're involved in it and you're considering it in the different dimensions of it. And you know, the Rav just say, you know, he couldn't have been different and he wouldn't have wished to be different. Okay, we'll hold it up there.